How do you know I'm here? I can see you. You're probably going, how does she know if I have blue or green on? If you have pink on, can you say amen? If you have pink on. I'm right here. How did I know what you were wearing? You're probably going, how did she know that? How does God know who we are, where we are, what we're doing? He knows, right? And what does he say? He's here with us. But how do we know? Do we close our eyes and do we see him? Sometimes. Do we pray and talk to him? Yeah, a lot, right? You guys pray and talk to God? So I thought about every single one of you today. I mean, not today. Today, yes, but this week. I've been praying all week long for every single one of you. Because I was trying to figure out, how do I get you to understand that God's right here? So when I was talking, you didn't see me, right? But you could hear me? Were you guys kind of going, where's that voice coming from? Is it a recording? Is it really somebody? Right? Sometimes I think we all wonder, where's God? You know, we talk to him. Sometimes we have special prayers, and sometimes we get answers, sometimes we don't. But does that mean that he's not with us? No. So this week, while I was thinking about every single one of you, and I was, I went to the internet to see what I could find about how we know that God is here. So in the Bible, there's a few phrases that I typed into the computer to see if I could find verses, because I'm not very good at finding things in the Bible. I have to kind of get help. I'll be honest about that. So one of the phrases that I wrote or that I typed in was, I will never leave you, right? And in Hebrews, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and the content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And then I thought, when you guys hear my voice and you don't see anybody standing here, because usually somebody's sitting here or standing here, right, to tell your story, and they greet you in the front, and I didn't greet you. Hi, good morning. So one of the other things that I looked up was do not be afraid. And there's many, many, many places in Deuteronomy and Genesis and Joshua where God says, do not be afraid. And so in Genesis 15:1, God says, it reads, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Can a person be a reward? What do you think of when you think of a reward? What do you think of? What do you think of?
A present.
What else? What do you think of when you think of Oh, candy, a reward for doing maybe something you were asked to do? Yeah. But God says he's our shield and our very great reward. So the other thing, too, is sometimes, you know, I had said we pray and we don't really, maybe we think God doesn't answer us, but maybe he doesn't answer us in the way that we want, right? Maybe you're praying for a bicycle with gears, right? It's your birthday coming up and you want a bicycle with gears, but you get a bicycle, no gears, right? You still get a bicycle, you get what you asked for. Not exactly, but it was still a gift, right? And gifts come from the heart. So I was thinking, how could I get these kids to understand that we can pray for things and pray for other people? So I decided that this week, before you take up your offering, come here, because I have a little prayer notebook. So you can get your mom or your dad or your big sister or grandma or somebody, and every day maybe write down something that you want to pray for. Maybe it's that you don't get in trouble today. Maybe it's that you're thankful because you helped somebody today. Or maybe it's just, I just don't feel good today and I just need God to help me, right? So every single one of you can take a little prayer notebook. You can write. You can even just draw a picture. Maybe it's your dog is sick and you want to just draw a picture of your dog. Draw a picture of your dog in there, okay? So I did think about you all this week, and I know God thinks about you every single day. When you wake up in the morning, God's already thinking about you. So I want you guys to remember, you don't have to be afraid because God is with you. He will never leave you. Another phrase that I looked up was, be strong and courageous. Sometimes, we're just not having a good day, and so you kind of go, well, I don't know, I just want to just be mean to everybody. But that's not what we should do. We should just be strong and courageous and ask God, show me where I can be happy. Show me joy. Sometimes it could be in a flower that's growing in your garden and you saw it kind of like really little and then all of a sudden, boop, it opened up and it's purple or green or yellow or white or just this fabulous color that you've never seen. So be strong and courageous and know that God is always with you, okay? Here's what, in Deuteronomy 31:23, it reads, the Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun, be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you. So he's always with you. So here, if I could get a couple helpers to help me hand these out, okay? And then you guys can get your baskets, and we'll say a prayer real quick, okay? Get your baskets. Hand those out to your friends. If you think somebody out there would like to have a little prayer journal, here's a couple more. You guys can hand them out when you get offering. Okay, get your baskets, and then we'll say a prayer real quick, okay? Okay, grab your baskets. Okay? And then we'll pray. There's plenty more. Here's some more. There you go. Okay, you ready? Here, let's gather around real quick and we'll say a prayer. You can hand those to the people that are out there giving you guys some change, okay? Okay, let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the children here and the families that they represent. We know that you are in our presence here today and that you walk with us every day of our lives. Bless these children and the offering that they're going to collect for Christian education. In Jesus' name, amen.